Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
Acts 16. And we're going to read two passages from the NRSV. We're going to read verse 6 through 10, and then we're going to jump to verse 13 through 15. And so starting in verse 6, it says this. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite of Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. Jumping down to verse 13, it says, on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed upon us. Here we are in what's widely accepted as Luke's account of the work of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. And we have pulled up in the text in a place following where Paul has added Timothy to the roster and he's parted ways with Barnabas and there's a new traveling crew, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke. Having been on a mission, these folks have made their way around the Mediterranean. They've been to Syria, they've been to Turkey, and in the midst of trying to figure out what's next, God stops them and says, I got something to say. And that's the title of my message today. I got something to say. Go ahead, say it out loud. I know you're looking at me crazy, but you already know I'm going to get you involved. Say, I got something to say. You see, God was working in a way that needed someone that would recognize when the Spirit was moving, needed someone that knew when the Spirit was prompting them to speak, but God also needed someone to know when the Spirit was saying no. You see, in the first couple of verses, the text tells us that the pneuma, the Spirit, was closing doors. What you mean? You mean there's time when God closes doors? The answer is yes. It appears that Paul and the gang were trying to move through Asia and the Holy Spirit said no. They tried Bithynia and the Spirit of Jesus says no. And as they're trying to figure it out, God grants Paul a vision. A vision of a man in the region of Macedonia pleading, saying, come, please, come to Macedonia and help us. Help me. And then in verse 10, it says that Paul and the crew left and immediately they made their way to Macedonia to preach the good news. Now, in this passage, there's two words that come to mind that I want us to talk about a little bit. Perikaton, pleading, and euangelizo, bring glad tidings, gospel, preach the gospel. You see, these two words convey so much when we're able to dig in. Perikaton means to advocate. He's saying, hey, I need you to come advocate for me. You see, to help this is the same root that we use for the advocate when Jesus describes the Holy Spirit, paraclete. You see, the Spirit of God was telling Paul, I need you to go to these people, these Greeks, and I need you to euangelizo. I need you to be the herald of good news. Now, this word gospel is something that we have as Christians adopted and embraced in Christian language and thought, but to those in the first century, the euangelizo, euangelion, the gospel, good news, would mean something a little deeper. It would have a broader sense of understanding. They would see it as a king coming. And there's a herald going ahead of that king saying, the king is coming. The king has won. The king is victorious. The king is still reigning. That is what the herald would do. And that is how they would see the good news. You see, the people in the first century world would think about Caesar and how Caesar would send somebody ahead to say, Caesar still reigns. That is how they would have interpreted this idea of gospel, of good tidings. And so God, being the one who owns truth, is able to take the word and say, you know what? Now I want you to go and proclaim that Jesus is the king. Jesus is the one that brings good tidings. Jesus is the one that's still on the throne. And so in this, we see God directing Paul's steps and his obedience because of his sensitivity to the Spirit. And that's my first point today, sensitivity to the Spirit. Isn't it interesting that in this passage, Paul is trying to navigate through where he would go proclaiming the good tidings of Jesus, the way of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, the servitude of Jesus. And you might say, well, don't everybody need Jesus? Why would the Holy Spirit stop that? Why would the Spirit stop him and the crew from going to Asia? And I would tell you, I don't know. Maybe it was timing. Maybe they weren't yet primed to see and understand and embrace the way of Jesus. Maybe Paul didn't have the tools. Maybe he didn't have the personnel. Or maybe God was already preparing the way and needed Paul to head to Greece first. You see, sometimes God has something to say through us, but first God has something to say to us. Sometimes God wants to use us, but is waiting for us to be still and listen. I mean, how many of us have shared our faith with friends and told our family members about the goodness of God and had people that we invested in only to get to a point where it seemed like the door was closing or it closed? They ghosted us or they just straight up told us, I'm not trying to change right now. You see, too often we take that in a number of ways. We can say, you know, God, I'm gonna just keep knocking on this closed door. I'm gonna keep sending that daily scripture from YouVersion. If I flood them with spiritual quotes and reels on Instagram, maybe that'll soften them up. Or we get discouraged. We throw our hands in the air and say, nobody is open. I haven't invested in anybody's spiritual growth in 3, 4, 5 years. And woe is me because it just doesn't happen. It won't happen. It can't happen. The door is closed. Or maybe you're watching right now and you're just wondering, I don't even know where I stand. I can't help anybody. I can't hear the Spirit because I don't even know what the Spirit sounds like. Well, maybe that's why you're watching. Maybe the Spirit of God prompted you to click on this live stream or to join a friend watching because God is trying to open the door of your heart. Open it to the Jesus that reigns, the Jesus that is King, prompting you to heed the call because God got something to say. You see, no matter what it is, we would do well to recognize that the Spirit of God is always at work. The Spirit of God is always speaking. It may just be a matter of us slowing down to hear God clearly. You see, the spiritual sensitivity that I'm talking about is not just some chill bumps on our arms or some grand gesture from God, but it might simply be the overflow from your devotion and focus. You see, the good news that God is trying to get you to share with someone that has that open door is simply the good news that Jesus is still King, that Jesus has triumphed over everything. Is Jesus still bringing good tidings in the midst of your trying times? See, if you've been following Jesus for any amount of time, it can be simply that our sensitivity to the Spirit has waned because we haven't spent time. You see, sometimes we want the miraculous imposition of God without more than momentary intimacy with the Spirit. We want God to do something amazing and huge and speak to us in these crazy, outlandish ways. And yet God is simply saying, can I just get a little bit of time with you to connect? Can I get a little bit of time with you to just whisper something meaningful to you? See, we want God to blow the doors open and direct us to exactly what we need to do or accomplish without listening for that whisper that can guide us. You see, very practically, the question becomes, who is that person that God keeps putting on your heart to share the love of Christ with, but you don't want to overextend yourself? Who is that person that you keep thinking about and you let it go to the wayside? Y'all, life is short. And I really feel like sometimes this the sensitivity to the Spirit of God, when God just drops somebody on your heart and your mind, and we have so many ways to connect, why not just say, hey, I was thinking about you. You were on my mind. You see, when I look at this passage, I see people who very well could have charted their own course. They could have gone their own way. They could have done it their way, but God wouldn't have been glorified. I mean, even in the life of this church, The Path, I think about a few years ago, we were looking at this big building on Washington Road on the south side, and we were dreaming about the ministry we could build in Clayco as we continue to invest in North Clayton. We were thinking and dreaming about how God would be glorified, and then the Holy Spirit said no. And then 2 years ago, we were building momentum. We had people coming and filling up the auditorium at John Lewis Invictus Academy, and abruptly the doors closed because of the coronavirus. And once again, the Spirit of Jesus said no. But God was still working and still moving and still seeking. And our Macedonian call was to MLK in Bolton Road. You see, the sensitivity to the Spirit isn't about giving up, but it's about seeking to be in step and in tune with the leading of God through uncertainty. I mean, can you imagine the uncertainty that Paul had when he woke up? Can you imagine the uncertainty he had as they sailed towards Greece, leaving Syria, leaving Turkey to take the good news of Jesus into a new place? Truth is, for you, that new place may be school. That new place may be work. For some, that may be your patients. For some, it may be your clients. For others, it may be your community. No matter what it is, the Spirit of God is prompting you to say something. And that's my second and final point today. Say something. You see, the second part of our story in verses 13 through 15 points us to what happened as Paul and them made their way through the Macedonian region. They went to a place of prayer and spoke to the women gathered. You know, I want to take a moment as an aside to say, ain't it something amazing about spiritual women? Something amazing about seeing when women are loving God and giving God who they are. But I'm going to leave that alone. That's just an aside. But they came across a woman named Lydia, and the scriptures tell us she was a worshiper of God. She was likely a Jewish convert who had came into some Jewish folks from the diaspora as the Jews had been exiled. But there are things we know and things we don't know. We know she was the first recorded convert there. We know she was a boss lady because she had her purple business, fine linen business. We know she had some sort of status and prestige. We know that she loved God, and we know she had an open heart to what was being shared. Now, this could have went a lot of different ways. They could have disregarded this southern man named Paul. They could have wrote off what he was saying. They could have gave him the cold shoulder. But because he was compelled by the Spirit of God, he knew he had to say something. Brothers and sisters, if God has something to say, why can't God say it through you? You see, too often we are sent, and we are sent into spaces to be a representative of the Jesus that is all good. And instead of sharing that there is a king that has triumphed in our lives, we clam up. We watch those around us be the loudest voices, just strong and wrong, and we act like the Spirit of God isn't dwelling in us. But it may not be you. You may be watching this and you know God has been tugging on your heart. You don't know why you tuned in. You don't know why you're drawn to this moment, but God is saying, I got something to say. When I look at this lady, Lydia, I see someone who could have used her prestige, her power, her position as an excuse not to go deeper with God. She could have said, I got enough. I've reached my limit. I've come to this prayer group. I don't need to get baptized. I don't need community. I don't need to be hospitable. I don't need to invite these people who have shared the goodness of God with me into my life. I don't need to invite them into my space. But you see, that's not what we see. We see a woman who, in her station and season of life, she was open to receiving the good news. She was open to being transformed by the good news. She was open to leaning into helping others be transformed by the good news. And I love this because this woman was either single, divorced, or widowed. No matter where she was, she didn't let that stop her in a male-dominated society. You see, as an entrepreneur, as a woman, she used what she had to be hospitable to make sure her household could be baptized. And so what that tells me is that no matter where you are, no matter what you've gone through, God is trying to use you to say something. Family, in this moment, I'm reminded of a story I heard during medical weekend. You know, as I came to church, I ran into Miss Little. And Miss Little is one of the amazing members of the Adamsville community. She's been there for decades. She's fought for growth. She's been on the front lines to transform this community. And the day before, she told me a story. She told me about her experience the first time she came to the Path on Sunday to join us in worship. And as I listened to her, as I watched her convey her experience, it really showed me that God was saying something to her as we said something to her. She shared how, as an elderly woman, she came in and parked. And our parking team loved her so much. They wanted to give her a prime parking spot, but she declined it. But then they came alongside her and held her arms, one on each side. She said, Jazz, I have bodyguards. And then as they walked her to the door with one holding an umbrella over her head, making sure she made it inside, she was greeted by our host team. And then she went to the welcome table and was loved at the welcome table. Then she went into service. And throughout all of this, all she could convey was that I have never felt so loved. Brothers and sisters, I'm glad you're watching with us online. I'm glad that you're on the virtual path, but I want to encourage you to come. Because when I think about our Macedonian call to MLK and Bolton Road, I think about how God has allowed other doors to be closed so that this door could be wide open for us to share the good news of Jesus. You know, as you're watching this, I don't know where you stand with God. I don't know if you're wavering in your faith. If you once said Jesus is Lord and things have just kind of trickled out of your heart, I don't know if you have made a decision and decided to go backwards. I don't know if you are just scared to lean in. I don't know if you have been waiting for somebody to say something. But wherever you are watching this right now, I want to encourage you. I want to implore you. Make a decision this week. Join a small group. Get tied in. Lean in to the ways that God is saying something to you. Because God wants us to be so in tune with the Spirit, so sensitive to the Spirit, that we truly can say something. And so my challenge to you in these next 6 days, we have our Easter flyer available virtually. We have physical flyers if you meet us at the building. I just want you to take some time to pray to God and allow God to speak to you and say, who do I need to share this flyer with? Who do I need to have a watch party with? If you're on the virtual path, have a watch party. Invite people to your home the same way that Lydia invited people. And maybe you too could be a part of your household being baptized, your life being transformed, your opportunity to say something because God is saying something. Don't miss it. Don't miss the opportunity, because God is waiting and God is saying, I got something to say. As we prepare for communion, I think it's appropriate that we think about the fact that today, Palm Sunday, is the day that Jesus rode into town on a donkey as a king, not with pomp and circumstance as Caesar would do on the best possible stallion there is, but instead in humility, Jesus came in on a donkey. And then throughout the week leading up to his death, he would serve. He would give. He would love people who would eventually turn their backs on him. And so as we take communion, I don't want it to be a time where we just simply drink some juice and eat a cracker. I want us to really think about the Jesus that died on the cross so that we get an opportunity to have the Spirit that wants to speak. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we come with humbled hearts. We come reminded that it is not by our power, it's not by our strength, but it's by your Spirit. God, we know that you have something to say, but yet we're inundated with voices around us saying so many other things. God, if we don't get anything, help us to get that there's sacrifice, there's servitude, there's selflessness that goes into what it took to die that gruesome death on the cross. God, let us not forget it. Let us not cheapen it, but instead let us embrace it so that we can be led by your Spirit to say something. We love you. We pray this in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.